What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, many people who live with Parkinson's obviously have to take medication, but part of the difficulty for them is even picking up the pills. Despite having no experience in this field, Brian Aldridge, a videographer, came up with a design to help combat that problem. And Brian joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Brian.
Hi, Sean.
Now, you saw a TikTok from Jimmy Choi, who's a well-known endurance athlete but has Parkinson's, and was describing this particular difficulty he has. Why did you decide to help? Do you have Parkinson's?
I don't, actually. I was just scrolling through TikTok and I saw his video. And honestly, my first reaction when I saw the container, I was like, well, that's silly. Why don't you just get a container, you know, that'll make this easier for you? And I scrolled about 3 or 4 TikToks down, which is about 5 seconds in TikTok time. And I was like, huh, I've got to have a Google. So I look it up and there wasn't anything. And that kind of upset me more than anything. Mm. So I figured I'd sketch something up.
Yeah. So to do this, you kind of had to teach yourself computer-aided design.
Correct. Yeah. At first, I thought I was going to just, you know, draw a quick sketch and that would be it. And then as I kind of brainstormed through ideas, I realized, well, now that I have a good idea, or, you know, an idea that it would at least work, I've got to somehow make this real. And I looked into what it would cost for somebody to build a 3D model of it, and it just wasn't affordable. So I spent the next couple of days watching YouTube videos and building everything from doorstops to Lego bricks and Fusion until I finally thought I had, you know, learned enough to make a pill bottle. And so that was probably the end of day two, where I was finally able to kind of bang my head against the computer and figure something out.
And you came up with a design, or at least an initial design. But I suppose what's nice about this story is that so many people came to your help, offering then to print one out.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have a 3D printer at all. So even after making kind of the base design and figuring out something that would sort of work, as soon as I posted those files, people came out of nowhere to test it out, to print it, and then to continue making refinements to make it work for anyone with a 3D printer. So the first version we had didn't work at all. And because there were so many people on TikTok just willing to help, we had a working version within another day and a half, I think it was, just from everyone's feedback and improvements.
Right. Okay. And eventually now you do have a product, though, as I understand, it's not being sold so much as it will be sent to you if you make a contribution.
Correct. So it's hard to even call it a product at this point. Mm-hmm. The very first priority with this was, as soon as we had a working version, was to kind of blast those files all across the internet. So at this point, anyone with a 3D printer can go online, download the files, and print one out. And they've been kind enough to lend those printing services to people who don't have printers. So at this point, you can find them online for as cheap as 60 cents, or I think some are charging $5 for shipping, but it's really free for anyone to make and distribute.
And at this stage of the game, there wouldn't be any copyright issues. Will anybody try copying this and make a profit from it?
There's no copyright issues. I think everyone's biggest concern at the beginning was that Big Pharma was going to snap it up and patent it and, you know, make it a $50 item. Thankfully, due to publicly revealing it, I have first rights to the patent, and you can do what's called a voluntary patent, which is allowing people to use those rights for free. So I've gone ahead and pursued that, and I can ensure now that any of those rights are public domain. So people printing those will not be ever told to stop. And when my patent expires, then it's even more free. Mm. So that, again, is the goal there.
Well done, Brian, and congratulations on that. Does Jimmy Choi have one?
Jimmy Choi does have one. I think he has two or three now at this point.
That's good to hear. Brian, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Brian Aldridge there. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.